I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.
12:12 on a big show clock being again brought to you by Custom Rooftops of Iowa. Be sure to get three estimates, they say. Just be sure one is from Custom Rooftops of Iowa. Custom Rooftops of Iowa. Check out their website. You'll be impressed. We are going to be talking here in a couple of seconds. David has put together a special report with a group from Farm Rescue. What an operation they are. David has a special report for us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. It is harvest time when farmers are at their busiest, but life doesn't watch out for the schedule. Dan Erdman is with Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization helping out farm families in times of disaster, and he's here in Iowa. Dan, first, thanks so much for helping out our farm families, and can you tell me a little bit about what's going on over there?
Absolutely, and thanks so much for having us. Yeah, as you mentioned, we're harvesting some soybeans right now near Clarion, Iowa, for the Woodley family, and dealing with a couple different health issues, actually, and it's making it a little harder to get the beans off, and so we have Farm Rescue Combine and grain truck here, and volunteers to run it to serve as our boots on the ground and help bring in the family soybean crop.
Now, I hear you have Grant and Nicole nearby to chat. Would you mind handing it over to Grant and letting us chat with him for a little bit?
Absolutely. Yep. Here's Grant.
Thank you. Hey, Grant, how are you doing today?
Dave, I'm on the right side of the dirt today.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been farming?
Well, I mean, I've got FSA paperwork that goes back early 2000. Went out of state, did books and business work while Dad did the labor, and then came back 8 years ago to work family farm.
Now, Grant, can you kind of tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your life and how folks in the community are coming together to help out?
Yeah, well, back in March, actually I was at the Commodity Classic in Orlando with Iowa Soybean and started getting a headache, and to make the story a little shorter, ended up being infection in my brain, and I had to have two surgeries at the University of Iowa, and been on heavy antibiotics and anti-seizure meds and pretty grueling therapy with a brain center in Ankeny called On With Life, and that's doing the therapy has been a full-time job in itself. And
yeah.
Fortunately, I had all my inputs bought before spring hit, so the plan was all ready, set in place, so got the crop in the ground, and then Farm Rescue came to the rescue to help get this crop out. We're not going to bust any bins with as dry as it is, but we're glad there's a crop there to take out, and couldn't deal with without them. And the community support, ag communities as a whole are just say the word and everybody's there. Farmers aren't on the other end aren't always willing to ask for help, I suppose, but when you have a situation like this, there's really no choice.
Yeah, especially when you have five kids, too, living on the farm.
Yeah, they five kids that trying to parent, and my wife, she's a 10-year breast cancer survivor, but had cancer, came back this year, so she's been going through treatment this summer, too, including a trip to MD Anderson in Texas just a couple weeks ago, so it's been a challenging year for sure.
Well, I can't think of anyone who's more deserving of getting some help, and so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us. Is your wife there? Could I talk to her real quick?
Yeah, she is. She's right here.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. This is David Geiger with The Big Show. How are you guys holding up?
Hi. Well, we're doing great today. It's amazing to see these machines rolling out and beans coming in. It's really, really amazing.
Right. And, Grant was just telling me a little bit about what you guys have been going through. And, I was just thinking how important it is to just be able to not only be able to ask for help, but then get some help when you're getting that. Is that something that you found important?
We knew it took a village, and there were people, you know, I mean, people brought us meals for 6 months while I did chemo, and, you know, the troops rallied, and he was kind of the hub of all the coordination, because
yeah.
I couldn't do it. But, you know, a lot of times farmers don't have a choice when it comes to circumstances. You know, there's always weather. There's lots of stuff they're used to dealing with that's not in their control. So when something hits, it's not in your control. As a farmer, like, your gut instinct is, okay, well, I guess I'll just figure this out. You know, as a farmer, like, you have to do that when
yeah.
it comes to crop. But when it comes to injuries, you know, people, farmers everywhere love to help each other. You know?
Yeah,
They love to lend a hand, and they know when you need it. And, you know, we've got people that were helping this spring, and we didn't do any of the planting, but it was really great to see. There were three people that kind of approached either myself or Grant and said, you know, I think maybe you should consider this for the fall. And then when I got diagnosed in May, end of May, you know, people were really encouraging us, like, maybe you should, you guys have, you know, you farm with the neighbors, but geez, maybe both of you could use a break.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think you guys are a really deserving family. I'm glad you guys are getting some assistance over there. And I really want to just send the Big Show thought and prayers your guys' way, and that you guys recover better.
Thank you
so much for taking the time to talk to us. Nicole Woodley over in Clarion, Iowa. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you for getting the word out. Farm Rescue is just, you know, making miracles for farmers here and there and everywhere, all over.
Again, a chat with the Woodley family and Farm Rescue from...
Bison football like I do, you're gonna love this. The Bison credit card from First Western. People ask me all the time, how'd you get that? I'm like, it's easy. I'm a fan.
Introducing the Bison credit card, featuring cashback rewards and no annual fee. Only available at First Western to all credit approved Bison fans.
First Western Bank and Trust and the Bison. You can bank on us.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, being brought to you now by Hertz Real Estate Services, Farmland Auction, Brokerage, and Evaluations. I got my weekly update from the gang at Hertz dropped to me about some Central Iowa land sales I like to keep track of and know what's going on out there. You can, too. You go to the website, and they'll fix you up. They're Hertz Real Estate Services, Farmland Auction, Brokerage, and Evaluations. David, text line, what are we seeing? Anything in the last hour or so that... Catches your eye there.
Well, we did get a bit of an update on your pizza place. So the guy from Bellevue says the pizza places there are Second Street Station and the bowling alley. Can't think of any other ones.
Okay.
At the moment.
Yeah.
So it must be that Second Street Station one.
I can't remember the names of them.
But other than that, yeah, there actually was a note here that there were some sprinkles in Solon last night. So they started combining beans at 10 a.m. this morning.
So we got out not too late. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Not too
good
shabby.
Deal. We picked up a whopping 3 tenths at the farm. Nathan, we need to take a little bit deeper look at the weather, though. We have not talked about anything going on in South America. What's happening there?
Yeah, getting some rainfall here today in the southern and central parts of Brazil. It's gone through Argentina here over the last couple of days as well. Those southernmost reaches of Brazil have been suffering from some flooding with a little too much rainfall over the last month or so, really. They've gotten a lot of rainfall there. It's the start of the wet season with this rainfall going through central parts of Brazil. We're going to continue to see some heavier rainfall in those areas. In Argentina, saw the dryness over the weekend, a little bit of rain over yesterday, but then looks like it's pretty dry here through next week, which is not super favorable there for the establishment, where conditions aren't very great for that. Planting conditions good, though, in Argentina. Weather on the Big Show, brought to you by Hertz Farm Management.
Now we're going to check in with the Northeast Iowa dairy farmer coming up here on The Big Show.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ah, 12:35 here on a Big Show Clock. Bob Quinn and the Big Show being brought to you by Ag West Commodities, your market partner. More information at GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.com. You check out the folks at Ag West Commodities. Spent some time in Northeast Iowa last week. Caught up with my old buddy Tom Wehner there in Waukon. Had a conversation about the dairy business. We're in Allamakee County and talking with Tom Wehner. And Tom, you're a dairy producer here in Allamakee County. So actually, things are looking pretty green up here. You say you've had quite a lot of rain, what, in the last few days?
Since last Friday, we've had 6+ inches.
More than 6 inches since Friday?
Right, and that's more than we had for months before that.
Now, you're a dairy guy.
Yes.
And I would imagine you've been doing some chopping this year.
Yep.
So tell me, volume compared to last year.
First crop was close to normal, and then as the summer progressed, each crop was less and less. By the time we got to fourth crop, it was probably 50% as far as tonnage on the hay. Our corn chopping was about 80% of what we would expect in a normal year.
Now, you're not having to buy hay, are you?
We won't have to buy any, but we normally sell hay all winter. We won't be making a lot of sales either. We have some.
Yeah.
A lot of beef farmers, dairy farmers with young stock, have been feeding hay for 2+ months already. The pastures were pretty well gone, so I think hay is going to be tight this winter.
How about corn for grain? What have you heard?
Variable. And rain was spotty. Where there was good soil and some rain, they're going to be decent yields. Shallow ground, sandy ground, I've heard of some yields down around 100. In spots. So.
Now, if you're not familiar with Allamakee County, if you come across the Volga River in Fayette, things change drastically as far as scenery and as far as ground goes. You probably have some fairly thin soil sitting on top of some rock here.
Yes, we do. A lot of ridge ground, and there's only maybe a foot, a little over a foot of good ground over limestone rock. As long as you get plenty of rain, which we normally do, that'll grow great crops. But it sure dries up in a hurry.
Tom and his family also are dairy producers, and they have a retail shop and a dairy processing facility. It's WW Homestead, and you're one of the W's in that Homestead dairy operation.
Right. Our family farm and then Tom Walliser and his family are the other partners, so that's where the two W's come from. And we've been doing this, be 12 years this summer now.
You know, we have caught up with you in the past, and I love your chocolate milk, number one. Tell me a little bit about that product and how it's different from a lot of chocolate milk in a store.
Our milk that we bottle, we do not homogenize. Yeah. So it's called cream line or cream top milk. It just has better flavor. It's a more natural product. It's not overprocessed. And we did, several years ago, took first place at the World Dairy Expo with the skim chocolate.
How about that? Well,
now this year, I actually have to go over there next week. We took first and second place with our cheese curds at the World Dairy Expo. So the regular white cheddar and the garlic dill curds took first and second place over there. So
now that's a big deal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That is really a big deal. Congratulations. What is the footprint of your product? Because I have seen you at many stores around the state. What's the footprint of the WW Homestead Dairy?
We've got 3 delivery trucks. We run a route to Des Moines every other week. Weekly, we're everywhere from Kelowna, Iowa City, Maquoketa, Dubuque, up as far as Rochester, La Crosse, as far west as the almost Clear Lake. And then we're over into Wisconsin, also Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, Boscobel area.
Now, should I ask you to begin with, how's the dairy business in this part of the state?
It's been pretty decent. This summer was tough. I mean, basically your feed costs were running almost as much as the milk was bringing. And then you've got all your other costs yet. So the last few months have been pretty tough. I think a lot of dairy cows went to market, coal cows and such, because they're bringing top dollar, and milk was more at the bottom. So I think we saw a little consolidation there with cow numbers, locally anyway.
Hey, thanks for the conversation.
You bet. Good to see you.
How about that, catching up with our old buddy Tom Weiner up there in Waukon. And we're going to talk a little bit of markets coming up. Right now, though, we need to find out three big things we need to know for the day. Being brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Farmer and supported by the Soybean Checkoff.
The Animal Drug User Fee Act is reauthorized. The act allows the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine to collect fees from animal health companies, which fund the agency's review and approval process for new animal drugs. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association praised the authorization and says ADUFA ensures that FDA has an efficient system for authorizing new cattle medicines and diagnostic tools that keep livestock healthy and protect the food supply. Market news at the U.S. Department of Agriculture is not deemed essential in the case of a government shutdown, according to the Biden administration. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says on the Agriculture Committee he asked Secretary Vilsack to mark it as essential, but the Biden administration refused.
So they gave the finger to those of us in the Senate that asked that be kept open. That decision could have cut off a valuable data source for ag economy and created a blind spot for operations that rely on market news.
Grassley says during the last shutdown, the Trump administration deemed the same service essential.
The USDA market news disseminates accurate, reliable market information and reports to help producers market and distribute farm commodities. Now, I once in a while get phone calls to my office where some farmers don't believe that they're very accurate. But I just want to state that this is a source of information for a lot of farmers.
NASCAR is bringing its first ever Cup Series to the Iowa Speedway next year. A long sought out race, according to NASCAR, and Iowa corn growers are excited. They will be the entitlement partner for the race. Stan Nelson is with the Iowa Corn Promotion Board and says it promotes the use of ethanol.
Iowa Speedway and NASCAR, that allows us to promote the use of sustainable practices to grow our homegrown, clean-burning biofuels.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds praised the event, saying the state is thrilled for the opportunity to Iowans and racing fans. Nelson says Americans have driven about 75 billion miles on E15. As for NASCAR,
Since they've began doing it, it's been 25 million miles of racing on Sunoco E15 fuel, just like you can get out of the pumps.
The grand stage will include Iowa farmers. Nelson adds the race is a great Father's Day gift. The NASCAR Cup Series race will air on June 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. on USA Network. I'm David Geiger with the three big things you need to know.
Hey, being brought to you now by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. They're the livestock folks here in the state of Iowa. We're going to be out on the road with them again later on in the month with a special program. They're also our presenting sponsor for the Working Good Farm Neighbor Award, which, by the way, you can nominate your Worgen Good Farm Neighbor on the website, supportfarmers.com. Yeah, go to the website there and find the Good Farm Neighbor Award, and they'll walk you through that process. We'd love to be out honoring your Good Farm Neighbor. Again, Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Nathan, quick update on weather. Looks like we have taken a cool turn here.
Yeah, and going to get even cooler here for today. Yeah, high temperatures are about 15 degrees lower than yesterday, with the lower mid-70s after seeing upper 80s and low 90s over the last couple of days. And it's going to continue to get cooler as we see a little more rainfall coming on Friday, and then backing down into the upper 50s for daytime highs coming up toward this weekend. Then a warm up toward the beginning of next week should get us back into the lower 70s. But a very cool down coming up here in about 48 hours. Weather on the Big Show, brought to you by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers.
We're going to close the markets out with Brian Hoops coming up here on the Big Show.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Have a comment? Maybe a picture? Share them to us on the Pioneer Seeds text line, 515-999-5491. That's 999-5491.
1255, wrapping up the marketing day here on a big show. Brian Hoops with us, Midwest Market Solutions. Brian, we have had a little bit of movement in the market since we last talked. I think we were up a few cents. Now we're down a few cents, corn and soybeans. So what's going on here?
Well, not a whole lot today. You know, you see a fairly narrow range in that corn, about 7.5 cents and from high to low, including the overnight. So it's been pretty quiet. There was some rumors that came out that's really affected crude oil more so than the grains. There's rumors that Russia will abandon their production cuts in crude oil and increase exports. That's pressured crude oil, but also RBOB futures, gasoline futures. And it's also spilled over into wheat. There's some talk that there's going to be more wheat being exported out of both Russia and Ukraine here in the upcoming days. And that is enough to really, you know, kind of pressure those couple markets, wheat in particular, probably dragging corn off of its session highs, and crude oil down almost now 5.5% over $5 losses in one day. That's one of the biggest losses I have actually ever seen in one day of crude oil trading. So those are, you know, the main features, corn, soybeans getting probably a little bit of support from some harvest delays in the Western Belt, that areas that did receive good rains overnight.
Yeah, let's talk about that crude oil market, because it is showing some downward movement, as is Wall Street now. But crude is down 84.65 here in November. What do you think our low is going to be? Are we headed for a low?
You know, there's a lot of concerns about not only our U.S. economy and what that could do for demand for crude oil, but also Chinese economy. And, you know, there's a lot of places that we're talking about $100 plus crude oil because of tight supplies. But there's also that concern about demand for our product. We are producing a lot of crude oil out of this country right now. And a lot of people don't realize that, as we are producing over 12 million barrels a day. But the question will be, if we have that type of production, what is demand going to do? And so that is, I think, kind of what's taking a lot of the air out of this crude oil market. It seems like anytime we get above $80, that should, you know, should be kind of an indication that we don't usually stay at this area for a real long time. We pull back to 80. That's going to act as good support, but I wouldn't be surprised to see $80 tested in the upcoming days.
Well, let's talk corn and beans. December corn, November beans. What do you see over the next couple of weeks?
I think we're going to see more choppy trade, a lot of two-sided type action. A lot of that trade, you know, with the yields coming in a little bit larger than anticipated, especially some of the corn, there's maybe some late season soybeans that aren't quite as good yielding. Should put a bottom in this market. I don't know that we're able to rally very far other than, you know, 10 to 15, 20 cent bounces in the corn market, just because of overall usage is not enough to really tighten up our ending stocks much more than that 2.1 or 2.2 billion bushel carryout. So I look for, you know, mostly choppy sideways action. Prices work lower into the end of October.
Well, Brian, folks want to talk markets with you and find out more about Midwest Market Solutions. How can they do that?
Yeah, you can reach me directly at 417-501-5132. And again, follow us on Twitter at Midwest Markets and
Midwest Market Solutions. Brian Hoops with us. Thanks, Brian. Wrapping up the markets with us. Nathan's going to put the day to rest at about 30 minutes away here. He'll have closing markets back with you in 22 hours. Next edition of The Big Show.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh! Pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.